In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hi everyone. Thanks for joining us again for this episode of Common Prayer. I am Kathy B., and it's Friday, the end of another week, and today's episode will be our last for this week, but rest assured we're going to have another one for our new week starting on Monday. And I know for me, every week I think this, it's just too easy to rush through my days and even through my week sometimes and just not stop. And just pay attention to or recognize God's fingerprints in my life throughout the past week. But nothing's more important, and I hope that you have experienced the gift that it can be to practice the prayer of examine like we do every Friday. And doing it together, I hope it's been good for you. And I really believe that God intends it to be a lifeline and a giver of hope for us. So let's slow down right now and prepare our hearts for Him to speak to us. At the end of a week, or even at the end of a day, the prayer of examine, or the prayer of review, is just simply a way of reflecting back over a period of time and recalling various events and taking note of our feelings, rather. And the purpose is to become more aware of the ways in which God has been present to you and the times when the Holy Spirit was drawing you toward Himself and His life. So take a few moments to settle in wherever you are, whether it's your chair or couch, or if you're walking in the neighborhood, just attempt to pay closer attention to your cadence. Take a couple of deep breaths and just relax. And I want to invite you to attempt to hold any tension that you have been carrying and everything that you might be attempting to try to balance all at once. Whether it's right now or in the past week, and just bring all of that to God right now and just hold it all before Him. And let's pray that breath prayer together. Speak to me, Lord. I want to hear your voice. And I want to invite you to pray silently and ask the Holy Spirit to open a conversation between you and God. And remember that He is with you. He is your Emmanuel. Holy Spirit, we thank you for this time of listening, and we invite you to guide us to reflect on and to hear what you would want us to see and to hear during this time. Take some time right now to review your past week. And I know that it helps me to think of it kind of like a movie. And let the scenes from your past week just kind of wash over you, scene by scene. ask the Lord to show you the times that you felt the most gratitude and joy. Remember those and just sit in those moments for a few moments. And don't try to do anything, but just watch them again. Slowly, from morning until evening. And after you've seen that and noticed just what's beautiful and good, simply thank God and express gratitude to Him while holding those times in front of your mind. I know I loved reading yesterday something that Henry Nouwen wrote. He said, "I can choose to be grateful even when my emotions and feelings are still steeped in hurt and resentment. It is amazing how many occasions present themselves in which I can choose gratitude instead of complaint. The choice for gratitude rarely comes without some real effort, but each time I make it, the next choice is a little easier, a little freer, and a little less self-conscious." And then he said, there's an Estonian proverb that says, "Who does not thank for little will not thank for much." Acts of gratitude make one grateful because step by step, they reveal that all is grace. All is grace. Try to review your past week or just the last few days without judgment, without rationalizing or justifying. Just let yourself experience the whole range of emotions that you experienced. Maybe it was laughter. I hope so. Or a good conversation with a friend or a loved one. Maybe it was a time when you experienced a deep connection with God or with nature. Just express your gratitude and thanks to Him for those times. And as you look through your days as a whole, I'd like you to think about a few questions that I hope will just help you remember some times of connection and encouragement that you received, as well as remembering some times of anxiety or concern, even loneliness, that you experienced. What emotion did I feel the most strongly? Ask the Holy Spirit to highlight any moments when you gave love to someone else. And ask Him to highlight when you received the most love from someone else. Maybe it was through listening or through praying with someone or making even a short phone call. Hold these recollections before the Lord right now. When did I fall short of giving love. When did I fall short of receiving love? Talk to God about that. And then when did I have the greatest sense of belonging? Belonging to myself, belonging to God, belonging to others as part of His family. When did I have the least sense of belonging? And is there something that the Holy Spirit wants to say to me in this? Listen to what He might be saying to you. And lastly, let's take a few moments to look forward to the weekend and to the coming week. And in light of where you've noticed and seen God's fingerprints this past week, what are some of your hopes and prayers for this next week? And what might be a next step that the Lord has for you? Ask Him for strength and for His perspective. Ask Him to remind you of His faithfulness and presence with you this past week. Ask Him to carry you with that assurance in the coming week. And as we close, allow your heart to return to gratitude. Thank Him for His presence with you in this past week and in these moments that you've experienced with Him just now. And as we end our time together today, allow me to leave you, as I have sometimes before, with these assuring words from a beautiful hymn. I hope that they'll fill you with hope as you finish this week and as you go into the next one. From the hymn, Day by Day. The words are day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here, trusting in my Father's wise bestowment. I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what He deems best. Lovingly, it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with pain and rest. And now, friends, may the love of God, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit dwell within you and flow through you this day and all the days to come. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.